Did you want to see me, Dr. Glass?
Oh, Ben, come in. It's gonna sound like I'm joking, but take two and see me in the morning.
Okay, thanks.
Everything okay?
Strictly a follow-up. It's part of the comprehensive package. Have you been having any pain? Notice any changes?
No. I'm fine. I'm okay. Are they going away? Because I saw one of the other kids from my group, and his have almost disappeared.
I know.
So how come I'm so different?
Well, it's hard to say. You and Rick were harnessed months longer than the others. Maybe it just takes a little longer with you. Wait, hold still a second. I want to check something. Tell me if you feel this. Anything? No?
No. Something wrong?
It's okay. Go ahead and get dressed.
I thought he was getting better, too.
He is, physically. Truth is, with his father gone, there really isn't a place for him in the gym anymore.
Because he was harnessed, like me. You don't have to lie. I know they're afraid of us.
A few, maybe, but not everyone. What worries me most is Rick's attitude. He never talks about his father. It's like his death barely registered.
My dad said soldiers get this thing, a thousand-yard stare. Maybe I could talk to him.
I think that would be great. What Rick needs more than anything now is a friend.